Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, the US government are fighting a pandemic of the unvaccinated, with the director of the US Center for Disease Control and Prevention revealing that at least 99% of the people in the US who died of coronavirus in the last 6 months had not been vaccinated. Well, for more on this, we're joined now by Sarah Bethencourt, who's a reporter in The Guardian and based in Boston. Sarah, good evening, and thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So the US government is calling it the pandemic of the unvaccinated. What can you tell us about it?
Yes, they are. So a lot of what spurred the story was the fact that last week, Dr. Raquel Walensky said that 99% of those in the United States who died of COVID in the last 6 months had not been vaccinated. And we're increasingly seeing that in a lot of states in the South, where only 33%, 40% of people are fully vaccinated. And with the COVID Delta variant increasing significantly, that is posing some problems here in the United States.
So have vaccination rates slowed then? Because I know the US got off to a fairly good start.
Yeah, so the U.S. got off to a little bit of a rocky start at the beginning of the Biden administration. For about 2 to 3 months, there was a considerable boost. But in the past month and a half or so, there have been some plateaus of sorts, especially in states where the significant amount of people are not vaccinated. And a lot of what stems from that is a lot of these folks being more conservative, listening to conservative news media outlets like Fox News, where the vaccine hasn't really been pushed much until this week. And so instead, they're finding themselves getting the COVID Delta variant and ending up in the hospital.
You have given the example of places such as Alabama, where only 33% of people who can receive the vaccine have been fully vaccinated as of the 20th of July. There are vaccine supplies available for those people if they want it.
Yes. A lot of the United States, the Biden administration has given pretty significant supplies through the Recovery Act, which was passed several months ago. And along with that is people in locales going door to door in some cases to neighbors saying, look, would you like the coronavirus vaccine? And people are saying no, even when people are showing up at their door, specifically medical professionals asking these questions. So in our story, we mentioned a lot of folks who ended up in the hospital and said, well, we would like the vaccine now. And in a lot of cases, you can't immediately get a COVID vaccine, especially if you've received plasma or other treatments for the virus.
And where is this coming from then, in terms of the political leadership on this, Sarah? I know obviously you're talking about conservative states, really, the red states in the South to a large extent, and being much slower in the vaccine uptake. But what are the political leaders in those states saying? You know, have they said that they've had their own vaccines?
A lot of the political leaders in those states have gotten the vaccines. However, they're of the mindset that people have more autonomy over their own bodies and should not be required to get these vaccines. And that's actually played out in Texas pretty significantly, where there are pending lawsuits from even hospital staff who say, look, we disagree with our hospital's policy saying that we're required to get a coronavirus vaccine. A significant issue here is that the COVID Delta variant is really increasing rapidly. It's far more infectious. The U.S. has become quite a hub for that variant, and it's even more disastrous to the immune system.
You also cited the example of a doctor in Birmingham in Alabama, Brittany Cobia, and she said that all but one of her COVID patients at her medical center hadn't received the vaccine, and that one patient who had the vaccine was expected to make a full recovery after receiving oxygen, but several others are dying.
Yes. And it seems like this is a situation that's playing out among a lot of medical facilities in these sort of low vaccination rate locales across the South and the Midwest, where you had doctors who months ago thought, okay, the wave of hospitalizations and deaths is over. But now we're seeing this influx again. When is the nightmare over?
There was a quote from that doctor who says that one of the last things the patients do before they're intubated is beg me for the vaccine. I hold their hand and tell them that I'm sorry, but it's too late. But I wonder, is that the reaction? Because I've also seen, you know, some footage from coverage in the US where people who've had COVID, you know, are being interviewed in hospital and are saying, you know, I still won't get the vaccine after this. I don't want it.
Yeah, we did see a few cases of that. I know at the end of that story and potentially one other, there were people who, mostly Caucasian males, who said, look, I'm just not in favor of the vaccine. Mm. And there are people who won't change their minds about this. And that is pretty concerning given the amount of COVID deaths in the past few months and how many of those people have been people who are unvaccinated. For example, in Texas this morning, 9,000 COVID deaths were reported since February and only 43 were vaccinated people, according to the Health Services Department.
So I know all the states are different, but what effect is this having then on the economy or on, you know, jobs or businesses being open, normal life, returning to normal life?
Much of the United States has reopened in the past few months. And that's something, as the Delta variant increases in these communities and spreads due to travel, that's something that is a little bit concerning to the economy. But most states have not reshut down their economies. I mean, it's quite rare to see a governor say, look, we're going to reimpose a guidance for masks again. We're going to start shutting down businesses. I haven't heard of that yet here in the United States. So that's quite, it'll be quite an interesting play out over the next few months, especially as students go back to school and local economies start hunkering down for the winter.
So given this focus then on the pandemic of the unvaccinated and this new phrase that has come out, where is it likely to go from here, do you think, Sarah? I believe Fox News is starting to get on board and starting to urge people to get vaccinated. Will that help?
Well, I would assume that it would help a little bit, but they've been spreading this often misinformation about the vaccine over the past 9 months to a year. So when people have heard things for so long, it's quite difficult to change their minds about things. And even when you have multiple Fox News anchors arguing amongst themselves about this and whether Fox's decision to promote vaccines is a good one because of their viewers' desire to be so autonomous.
Okay. Well, look, thank you very much for joining us this evening. That's Sarah Bethencourt, who's a reporter in The Guardian based in Boston, bringing us up to date on the situation there.